The jury selection underway in the Jerry Sandusky case at Penn State today, the sexual abuse trial. The judge already making a decision that there will be no sequestering of the jury, and also making a decision yesterday that the victims will not be able to have their names withheld from the public. Deborah Opry is a family law attorney here in L.A., specialist in child abuse cases, joining us now live. Deborah, good morning to you. One of my questions on this particular case is, this is not a case where you have children making the accusations. You have, in this case, children who are now adults making the accusations.
Well, the good and the bad of it is, it's good that this finally came out. The bad is, why did they wait so long? And they're going to testify no longer as minors needing to be protected, but these are now adults. And the first thing the prosecution would probably seek in a jury selection is, are you more concerned about child abuse and what you can do about it, or are you more concerned about protecting the Penn State name and reputation?
If you're looking at this case as an attorney involved in the Miramonte case here in Los Angeles, are you looking at this to maybe get some clues as to how you tackle something like this?
Well, of course, but in Miramonte, you're looking at children who how do I say this? In Miramonte, you're looking at teachers who basically have been accused of pretty disgusting things, and I believe the children are more or less still minors.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah. Yes, they are. And my point of that being is, you know, are there ways that you look at jury selection? Are there ways that you look at making a presentation of your case
Yes. The answer is
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
The first thing when you get in there is you're going to look at who is the accuser now. How old are they? What do they look like? And how can we attack the credibility? It's going to be more difficult with Miramonte because they're minors, and it's still so fresh as to what happened and when it happened. So it's going to be very difficult having not having a conviction, in my opinion. But with the Sandusky, it happened many years ago. There is a true love of the Penn State program. My only concern is, and it only takes one juror to say, I'm not convicting for a hung jury, for there not to be a conviction.
Yeah, all right. Well, everybody's going to be watching what's happening out there at Penn State today and over the next several weeks, no doubt. Deborah Opry, thanks for your time this morning.